We were just reflecting and realized that we're at about the 2-year mark on these podcasts. We're at the 14th year of this firm, but the 2-year mark on these podcasts. And it's interesting, they're little time capsules over the last 2 years of what was in our heads about every other month. And yeah. It'd be neat for us to stop for a minute and say, well, how have things changed and what's different? Maybe you could start, Ryan, by sort of reflecting on what got us to here, maybe specifically the long-term friendship and 40 years of personal history between the two of us.
Well, and before I hit that, I was just thinking about one thing that hasn't changed in the last couple of years.
We're still here.
These chairs.
These hideous, wonderful chairs.
Have probably been in almost every podcast we've done.
Yeah. Eventually, they're going to come back into style.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so yeah, we started as friends in third grade. We've had a lifetime of growing and evolving in our friendship, our relationship, and then our partnership.
We have our third grade picture framed in the break room, by the way, of the two of us. So it's, it does go back a really long ways.
Yeah, and there's that kind of adage, you know, if you're not changing, you're not growing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's changed is over, not even the last couple of years, but really over the last 5 years, is we've always been fortunate to have an exceptional team of people, but we have started to be able to earn the right to have people at that top tier in our organization, and people who come with a wealth of knowledge and perspective and wisdom. And that's been great. It used to be you and I riffing off each other about, where are we investing? What are we seeing? What are the opportunities? What are the risks? And now we're able to draw on such a deeper well of knowledge.
Yeah.
I think of the sole owner of a company, you know, a person who just builds their own company on their own. And I've always, since we've always had this partnership, I've always viewed that as such a isolated and lonely spot.
Yeah.
Just out there on your own, you're the one calling the shots, no sounding boards.
You in your own echo chamber of your head.
Yes, exactly. And the people around you. And I've been so fortunate, or we've been so fortunate to have this partnership that allows us to have that see the value of that shared experiences and perspectives and challenge.
Yeah.
And so as we've added more to that over the last couple of years, or last several years, it's been really rewarding to be able to multiply the value of that.
It might go without saying, but building a business is really hard. Like 9 out of 10 businesses fail. I could have never done this on my own. This partnership has been so important, just emotionally and like the camaraderie of it, but to show up every day to purchase, own, manage, lead $500 million worth of real estate, 55 people, to run a P&L, to make a profit, to deliver on what you promised to investors is an epic undertaking. And these last 5 years have been tremendous in growth. And you spoke to the quality of our team, but as we speak, they are managing and running and leading and watching that $500 million worth of buildings. They are painting it. They are fixing it. They are pushing rents. They are dealing with tenant issues or complaints or problems. And getting the organization to this level of scale has been it's been a special journey. And I think we're in a much better spot to scale to that next spot, because getting to this piece of complexity, I think solving that will be much harder than the next few steps up.
Yeah.
What about our relationship? How's that different or similar? I would start by saying it used to be, there was a time when we sort of did everything, like we were tag teaming everything.
Yep.
And over the last several years, we've evolved into our particular strengths, and we've specialized more. We went from originally being specialists to generalists, and now we're sort of back to being specialists because there are generalists in the firm that... And that allows us to be world class at the things we are world class at. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say the exact same thing in a slightly different way, which is that we've been able to slowly gravitate toward our natural highest and best value, our highest and best use.
Yeah.
Right. Which is the joy of kind of the business environment is that, you know, reward
yeah.
is, I should say success is rewarded and failure is punished. Like that's the business environment. Right.
Right.
And with that, as we've evolved over time, I can think of times where I have had to work on aspects of the business that weren't my natural competency.
Yeah.
And I struggled and muddled through it and made the best of it. But as the organization grows, it allows each of us, as well as the rest of our team, to really kind of hone in on that part that where we can provide the greatest value and where we find the greatest joy and freedom doing what we do.
There's that idea that, you know, 1 + 1 doesn't make 2. It can sometimes make 5. And yeah. I think that's been the power of this partnership as we've, number one, been committed for decades
yeah.
in various ways. Yeah. But number two, it's provided that stable foundation that a firm can flourish around.
Yeah.
So if we were sitting in these chairs 2 years from now or 3 years from now, how will things be different? Will we have new chairs? Will they? I know 2 years ago.
Challenge.
2 years ago, I didn't need these glasses, and now apparently I need glasses. So I don't know what it's gonna be like 2 years from now.
You're just trying to keep up with me.
I know.
That's there the difference.
I can't.
Yeah, it's interesting because we've seen a lot of growth over the last 5 years, and it's been fun. It's been challenging. It's been rewarding. I do see over the next couple of years kind of maybe a more moderated growth.
Yeah.
And that's reflective of a few things. One is that the market is not this frenetic, hot market. It's a more tempered, you could say thoughtful, selective market. And so our general ethos has turned that direction, which is just being a more cautious, thoughtful buyer. Not to say that we were ever uncautious or unthoughtful, but when you're in a frenetic rising environment, it's much easier to kind of close your eyes and make bets than in an environment that requires that more of that diligence and thought. But the other part of that is our business growth. We've been fortunate to be able to build out a really exceptional team of people.
Yeah.
And that team of people has a long runway. And so we will selectively add people where we have additional bandwidth growth that we need. But I just don't see it over the next couple of years being that kind of aggressive, frenetic kind of growth, just a more tempered growth because we've been able to kind of pack the bench, I guess you could say.
I think that sort of fits our life stage, the stage of our partnership as well, though. We've built the firm to this size. It is in a more stable place. This is a spot where we can be more... It's like once you've gotten here, you start to see that next 3 or 4 years, and it will be more thoughtful, more measured. I'm excited about that. I'm yeah. excited about working a strong plan. Not that we haven't before, we have, but at yeah. this vantage point, we have a 3-year plan written down that our leadership team agrees on that has clear benchmarks and milestones. The roadmap is laid out,
yeah.
which is a luxury here. It's a joy. I'm proud of what we've done.
So obviously, as businesses grow, generally they get more complex. But I'd be curious, in what ways over the last 2 or 3 years have you seen our business simplify?
Well, I've been reading about Bill Belichick. I guess he won 7 Super Bowl rings, and he has this famous quote of, do your job. There might be some other words in there, but the main idea is you're one of 11 when you're out there. His job, he says, look, I've got 7 Super Bowl rings. Like, your job is not to do all the jobs. Your job is to do your job. Yeah. My job is to see Bill Belichick. Yeah. My job is to see the big strategy. My job is to cast the vision. Your job is to do your job. And with the bench that we have, like, all of our jobs now, it used to be that my job was to do kind of your job and their job and his job and her job. And as we get bigger and as our as our plan is very clear and written out and articulate, your job is to do your job and my job is to do mine. And there's a simplicity in that.
Yeah.
I come to work knowing that buy great investments, maintain firm profitability. Done. That's it. Yeah. That's what I do. Yeah. I think about those two things. That's it. Everything else that pops up is a distraction from those two focuses.
You know, thinking more about the simplicity idea is, you know, when a business starts, it is chaotic and it is, you wear all sorts of hats and you figure out things as you go. And very entrepreneurial, right? It's the essence of entrepreneurial. And as a business matures, in a sense, it does simplify because the train runs on time and we know why it runs. The parts do their part.
Yeah.
And the predictability of the process, obviously you can run into a case of scale where a company becomes too bureaucratic and too process driven and all that sort of thing. But there is a beauty in the simplicity of process and predictability in what we do.
It's like we're in a sweet spot. We're like, we're in the spot where we're still highly entrepreneurial and focused, but we've done this long enough that the trains are running on time and we know which trains are running on which tracks. So you can live in both worlds. And over time, we're going to feel probably pressure to go the other way, which is more bureaucratic, more trains on time, less spark of entrepreneurship, less joy of innovation. So the challenge for both of us is to maintain that, to live in that happy middle, that both and, where the trains are running on time and there's the spark of innovation, but it's the right amount of both. And I think for many years to come, we will be able to do that. And I think that our partnership will be really important in making sure that we do that.
And it'll be fascinating to see how this conversation goes 2 years from now.
I'm sure my glasses will be thicker.
Thank you for listening to Durable Value, an investor's podcast, where we demystify commercial real estate with safe, sound investment strategies to help you balance your portfolio. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. To learn more, visit GresetaPartners.com, where you'll find more information, investors' tools, case studies, and more. This podcast is hosted by Joe Miratori and Ryan Suela. It's produced, edited, and mixed by Melodic, with intro music by Ian Post. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.